It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Americans have traditionally welcomed immigrants from all over the world, but we do expect immigrants to become Americans and assimilate into our unique American culture. Unfortunately, in the last couple of decades, there appear to be powerful forces working against assimilation of newcomers. Learning English is an essential component of assimilation. The federal government actually opposes language assimilation by funding bilingual education in the public schools. This does not teach children two languages. It keeps immigrant children speaking their native language for years instead of learning English rapidly as our forefathers did when they arrived in the United States. Bilingual education was rejected on referendum in three states, but the federal government continues to impose it on the schools. Bilingual education is a government-funded project that discourages assimilation. Another government interference with assimilation is the foreign language sections of the Voting Rights Act. Since immigrants have to speak English to be naturalized and only citizens are eligible to vote, we don't need foreign language ballots. However, some congressmen claim we have so many native-born Americans who can't speak English. This means that millions of today's immigrants are allowing their children to grow up never learning English. They live in neighborhoods where only Spanish is spoken, and that is not assimilation. Unfortunately, there are other forces in our country that do not favor assimilation. In addition to the above examples, there are pressure groups that favor dual citizenship, allowing people to vote in both the U.S. and Mexico, demonstrations waving the Mexican flag, and radical groups that teach that the U.S. stole the Southwest from Mexico and that it really belongs to Mexico. Our policy should be to use every inducement to get immigrants to learn English and not accommodate them in a foreign language.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says he'd give his right arm to be ambidextrous, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. I have with me today a gentleman who, actually, I'll tell you who he is first. He's Howard Phillips. He's president of Policy Analysis, which is a research organization. It publishes the issues and strategy bulletin. He was director of the Office of Economic Opportunity under President Nixon, but he left the Republican Party in 1974 to help found the U.S. Taxpayers Party, which is now the Constitution Party, and he ran as a presidential candidate on the Constitution Party in 1992, 1996, and the year 2000. And Howard, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Terry, it's always a pleasure to be with you.
You know, I always look forward to your issues and strategies bulletin, but you just came back from Canada, where you attended the North American Union Security and Prosperity Partnership, and I know that you attended all the closed-door secret meetings, and now you know what's in the minds of the world's leaders. Can you share that with us?
Well, unfortunately, there were gendarmes, policemen, soldiers, every 50 feet in front of the Montebello Resort, where President Bush, Prime Minister Harper of Canada, and President Felipe Calderon of Mexico were meeting in secret, along with a number of government officials and heads of multinational corporations. I'm the chairman of something called the Coalition to Block the North American Union, organized by the Conservative Caucus, which I head. And we've got about 100 conservative patriotic activists involved in it. A number of them joined me in Canada. The closest we could get to the meeting was about an hour and a half away, so we met at the Ottawa Marriott, and we had terrific presentations by Congressman Ron Paul, Congressman Virgil Goode of Virginia, Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina. Pat Boone even sent us a statement, and in person with me was Tom DeWeese of the American Policy Center, Bob Park of Veterans for Secure Borders, Jerry Corsi, author of The Late Great USA, and John McManus of the John Birch Society, various others were there, including some Canadian leaders, Connie Fogel, head of the Canadian Action Party. And in my opening statement, I said, Mr. Bush, remember what Ronald Reagan did? He said to Gorbachev, tear down that wall. Referring to the Berlin Wall, and I said to Mr. Bush, although not in person, tear down the wall of silence surrounding your secret deliberations with the SPP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, and your efforts to promote a merger of the United States with Canada and Mexico in a North American Union.
Well, they certainly have it on their mind to do that. We've been talking about this on this show now for at least 2 years. When actually the cat got out of the bag when the Council on Foreign Relations released that. Actually, it's an 80-page booklet type thing.
It's a long report. I've got it. And in fact, Gary, I had a chance to question in person Robert Pastor, the globalist New World Order guy who was Jimmy Carter's national security advisor for Latin America and who had a lot to do with the surrender of the U.S. Canal and Zone in Panama, and who has been the architect of what he calls a North American community. And I was honored that in his remarks, Pastor denounced me and along with Lou Dobbs for stirring up trouble about the North American Union. And boy, I wish I could stir up a lot more, because if the American people understood what's going on, they would rise up in outrage.
You know, I've been called an agitator a lot of times. And, you know, I look at that as a compliment, because
absolutely,
you take the agitator out of a wash machine, you still have dirt in the clothes.
You got it. And there's plenty of dirt in the clothes of the Bush administration.
Anyway, going back to this meeting that was held in Canada, did you see, and I'm sure you did, you get the same information I do, you were there, but how they made everybody stay back so far and how they will not let Bush see anyone carrying a sign or even wearing a T-shirt?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they tear gassed the protesters. I did, together with some of my colleagues, drive up to Montebello, and I had to get past police security to get even close. And at one point, they had let the demonstrators get within range. They had built fences around Montebello, incredible. And they had, every 50 yards, they had an armed soldier or policeman in uniform carrying a deadly weapon. And then at one point, supposedly a provocateur from the government was waving a rock.
Yeah, we had this on the air. In fact, it's on our website. We even have the video. Have you seen?
They tear gassed the people.
Did they tear gas them?
Of course, he had a press pass to get in, but when he encountered the residue of the tear gas, he couldn't take advantage of his press permit to get into the resort.
I didn't know that they used tear gas.
Yes, they did.
Okay, but that was not where the cops were trying to stir up trouble.
Well, it was in response to it. That supposedly seeing someone with a rock prompted them to release tear gas.
Well, see, we've got the video here. It's pretty interesting, and you can get on our website. It's still on there, isn't it, Jeff?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. But you know about the boot deal, I guess.
Tell me about that.
Well, this was the thing that sprung the trap was the gentleman who headed up, I can't remember now, but he was a labor union individual there, dressed in a suit and a tie, very well mannered, very best spoken kind of a person, and he picked them out as cops right off the bat. He said, "You guys are cops." They had on masks like they were going to hold up a stagecoach. But anyway, it got pretty hot on these three protesters, and they ran over to the real cops, and when they put them down, they handcuffed them, and their boots, they had on exactly the same kind of boots as the cops had on. It's interesting, but let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleywellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government, Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
And we're visiting today with Howard Phillips. He has just returned from Canada, from Quebec, where he attended the surrounding territory of the North American Union Security and Prosperity Partnership meeting. Now, Howard, you head up this coalition to block this North American Union. How can we do that?
Well, the good news is that more and more members of the House of Representatives have signed on to House Concurrent Resolution 40, introduced by Congressman Virgil Goode of Virginia, co-sponsored by Ron Paul, Duncan Hunter, Tom Tancredo, Walter Jones, and some other patriots. This basically tells the president, get out of the NAFTA superhighway, get out of the SPP, get out of the NAU. In addition, when the immigration bill went down, with it went down language providing congressional endorsement of the SPP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership. There is no legislative approval of what Bush is doing. So that was a corollary victory to the defeat of the amnesty bill. And then, on July 24, Democrat Marcy Kaptur of Ohio and Republican Duncan Hunter of California introduced legislation to prevent money under an appropriation bill then under consideration from being used in any way to support the objectives of the SPP, the NAFTA superhighway, and all that stuff. And the legislation passed by an overwhelming margin. The actual vote on the 24th, which obviously included a great many Democrats, was 362-63. Just overwhelming. Unfortunately,
now, was that on the resolution?
That was the amendment that passed to the appropriation bill then being considered. Unfortunately, when it got to the Senate, they killed the Hunter-Captor language. But to answer your question, Congress is coming back after Labor Day. I hope your listeners will use this weekend to talk to their senators, their congressmen, while the recess is still going on, and let them know of their strong opposition to the NAU and the SPP. Let me make the point that Bush is doing this without any deliberation in Congress. He's doing it without any approval by our elected representatives in Congress. He's violating Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution, which says all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States. He's exercising legislative powers. There isn't even a specific grant of authority to the executive branch. He's claiming that it's under a very broad interpretation of what a president could do. And this is not a future thing. They're already doing it. There are already something like 20 trilateral working groups at work on a daily basis trying to, quote, harmonize, unquote, the regulations and rules that govern the people of the United States.
And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We're talking today with Howard Phillips, and Howard, you talked about the House resolution, but you know those House resolutions have no teeth. It takes legislation, and even, Howard, if legislation passes, the president's going to do whatever he wants to do.
Well, you're exactly right. The even though Congress has been negligent in registering its opposition, even this resolution, which, as you correctly point out, has no teeth, is not getting the support of more than a few dozen members of the House. And tragically, most legislators are significantly unaware of what the SPP and the NAU are all about. I, as chairman of the Coalition to Block the North American Union, have been meeting one-on-one with a number of U.S. senators and representatives, and the good news is that their staffs seem to know more about it than they do. The bad news is that most of them really don't know a lot about it, and I'm trying to get them to learn more. I've been giving them all kinds of information, and I've made the point that this is like the frog in the pot, where you raise the temperature a degree at a time and then you're cooked before you can jump out of the pot. This is an incremental process, step by step by step.
Recently, well, the senators spend all their time in the men's restrooms anyway, do they not?
Right. This is a situation akin to what happened in Europe.
You know, recently they celebrated the supposed 50th anniversary of the European Union. But 50 years ago, there was no European Union. There was an iron and coal community. And then bit by bit by bit, they led up to what is now the European Union. When they were debating the Maastricht Treaty, which was the last nail in the coffin, I visited all the countries, or eight of the countries, that were considering the Maastricht Treaty, and along with about 40 of my co-conspirators, my fellow sympathizers in opposition to the New World Order. And when we went to Luxembourg, we were addressed by the foreign minister of Luxembourg, who had no clue as to where we stood. And he said, you know, if the people of my country knew what was going on, they would rise up in outrage. They didn't know, and now you've got 27 countries that have surrendered control over their decision-making to bureaucrats in Brussels, Strasbourg, and Luxembourg. And that's the danger of what could happen here in the United States, that the American people are blissfully ignorant. Thank God for Lou Dobbs, who has talked about it on CNN, but most of the national media have just ignored it. I thank God for you, Derry, and the fact that you cover it on your program. There are patriotic talk show hosts here and there around the country who are bringing this to the attention of the American people. I am doing it in the mail. I'm doing it on the Internet, etc. And when people learn what's going on, they're outraged. You know, one of the reasons Bush has done so little to control our borders is that he believes in open borders. Robert Pastor's plan for a North American community means that the borders of the United States would be eliminated with Mexico and Canada, and that the Mexico-Guatemala border would be the outer perimeter of the United States. And in the European Union, if you enter one of those EU countries, you can travel without a visa or passport to any and all of the others. And that's what would happen under the North American Union.
And it's happening before our very eyes. You
that's
know,
right.
For example, I want to talk about the Law of the Sea Treaty here a little later in the show, but it doesn't make any difference whether a treaty is signed or whether a treaty is ratified. It doesn't make a bit of difference to these people that are running the show. A good example is the biodiversity treaty. You know, Bush, Daddy Bush, would not sign it. Clinton did. The Senate has never ratified it, but we're doing everything that the biodiversity treaty has in it. We're doing it anyhow.
Well, you know, it happened under Reagan. I had a confrontation with George Shultz and Cap Weinberger. Shultz was Secretary of State. Weinberger was Secretary of Defense. And during the 1980 campaign, Reagan had promised that he would oppose and would not abide by the Carter-Brezhnev SALT agreement. But he behaved as president as if it had been ratified. And I asked Shultz and I asked Weinberger, what's the deal? Why isn't the president keeping his word on this? And all they could do was mumble and stumble. They had no good answer, but the reality was the State Department wanted to abide by that unratified treaty against which Ronald Reagan had campaigned, and that happens all the time.
Well, don't you think these presidents, and not only the presidents, but the kingmakers, control the presidents and most and many in Congress? They, you know, they don't have to control too many. If they can just buy a very few top-ranking congressmen, they can control the whole world. And I think this whole thing's coming from the people that run the new people that run the IMF and the WTO and that type.
That's right. And you know, and under Bush, we're moving ever more rapidly into these globalist institutions. Ronald Reagan was not a perfect president, but he did pull us out of UNESCO. Bush put us back in. Bush won, Clinton and this Bush favored our participation in the World Trade Organization and NAFTA. Participation in each of these violates Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, which says Congress shall regulate commerce with foreign nations. It turns over the regulation of our commerce to these multinational bodies. And what the Bush administration is doing is trying to accommodate the multinational globalist corporations in their desire for cheap labor from Mexico and slave labor from communist China. That's what the NAFTA superhighway is all about.
And you know, President George Washington even said, let's avoid entanglements with these other nations. And this is exactly what we're getting entangled with. Let's take a break.
Thank you.
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
As a longtime listener, you know that the Derry Brownfield Show has been a partner with Affinity 4, formerly known as Lifeline, for more than a decade. And we appreciate you supporting the Derry Brownfield Show by choosing Affinity 4 for the services you use. Once just a telecommunications service, now Affinity 4 has greatly expanded its line of offered products to include internet and wireless services, travel and retail discounts, health and pharmacy savings programs, auto, home, and term life insurance, DirecTV, and more are being added all the time. And of course, there's the reliable long-distance telephone service as low as 2.9 cents a minute. Save money with the services you use and support the Derry Brownfield Show. Call Affinity 4 and start saving today. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices traded flat Thursday on a stronger dollar and $73 oil prices. Gold closed off 50 cents to $665.10. Silver fell a nickel to $11.76 an ounce. GDP rose at a 4% annual rate in the second quarter, according to the Commerce Department. Meanwhile, nervous sentiment dominated Wall Street ahead of Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke's speech tomorrow. More at SwissAmerica.com.
This is Pat Boone to tell you about Swiss America's three-step plan for successful gold investing. First, call Swiss America. Request their free book, materials, and CD. Second, review the materials and learn why gold has more than doubled in the last 5 years. And third, earn a return through growth of your gold investment.
Call now toll-free 1-877-703-2193. 877-703-2193.
I'm proud to have the Paragon Foundation as a sponsor of the Derry Brownfield Show. But what is the Paragon Foundation and what do they do? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
This is not a job to us. This is something that we believe in our very hearts and our very souls. And all of us have been involved in these scraps. My family lost everything they had, and there's no way to go back and get that. There's nothing that can ever be done to get my family or all those other families back their property, and I understand that. But the things that we learned right there, we can turn around and keep somebody that's listening today or somebody that will call today, keep them from losing their property. And that's where I think the value in this foundation is.
Join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, a man who says life is simpler when you plow around the stumps, Derry Brownfield.
And we're back visiting today with Howard Phillips. Howard, you know, we're talking here about these treaties, and now this Law of the Sea Treaty has come up. It goes all the way back to the 1980s. If I remember correctly, it was Ronald Reagan that would not sign the Law of the Sea Treaty, and then along comes Clinton, and he couldn't wait to sign it, but it's never been ratified. But it's kind of a frightening thing, is it not?
It is. Let me just tell you a quick anecdote about that. Reagan was strongly against UNLOST, the UN Law of the Sea Treaty, and in fact, he dispatched Donald Rumsfeld as an ambassador at large to travel the world to try to persuade other countries, other governments, not to support it. Well, when I discovered that this was moving forward under the Bush administration, I contacted Don Rumsfeld, whom I had known personally since the early 1960s, and urged him to do what he could to get the president to oppose the treaty. And then the word I got back, not from Rumsfeld personally, but from one of his aides, was that Rumsfeld now supported the treaty. He was a good soldier, and he was supporting the president on it. Then it came up for a vote before the election in 06, in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and by a vote of 18 to nothing, every Republican and every Democrat on that committee voted to ratify the Law of the Sea Treaty. I then went to Bill Frist, who was the Republican Senate leader and who at that point was considering a race for the presidency, and I said, Senator Frist, if you want to have any serious chance of getting conservative support for your candidacy, you've got to make sure this thing does not come before the Senate for a vote. And Frist, who's been wrong on a lot of things, was good on this. He kept his word to me, and he kept it off the floor. But now Bush is pushing it. Dick Lugar, the ranking Republican in Foreign Relations, is pushing it. Joe Biden is going to be having hearings on it as soon as Congress comes back after Labor Day. And, Derry, as you well know, and as you've told your listeners, this is very dangerous. It would give the United Nations, in effect, control of nearly 70% of the Earth's surface.
You know, I've been doing a little research on this, and I can tie this in maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too much of a conspiracy nut, but H.R., House Resolution 2421, is the Clean Water Restoration Act of 2007. Now, this act redefines water. It talks about the other waters of the United States, and other waters, according to this bill now, all waters subject to the ebb and flow of the tide, the territorial seas, and all interstate and intrastate waters and their tributaries, including lakes, rivers, streams, including intermittent streams, that means dry streams, mud flats, sand flats, wetlands, sloughs, prairie potholes, wet meadows, playa lakes, and I had to look up playa lakes, but that's lakes that are in a dry bed, usually found in a desert basin. Natural ponds, all impoundments of the foregoing, to the fullest extent that these waters or activities affecting these waters are subject to the legislative power of Congress under the Constitution. They even said it's constitutional now to do this. Now, if we ratify this Law of the Sea Treaty and this bill passes, it looks to me like the United Nations is going to own every acre of land in this country.
Well, you could be right, Derry. You know, you've got these World Heritage Sites, which give the UN the ability to stake a claim on key areas of the U.S., including Constitution Hall in Philadelphia. And you've got a situation now where even the U.S. Navy and the Coast Guard are urging ratification of the Law of the Sea Treaty. You might ask, why is this so? The reason it's so is that beginning in the late 1980s, when Richard Cheney was Secretary of Defense under the first President Bush, the U.S. Navy has been decimated. Under Navy Secretaries John Layman and Jim Webb, it was built up to nearly 600 ships, actually 594 ships. Beginning with Cheney, they began slashing the size of the Navy. We now have fewer than 250 naval vessels, and we're going down below 200 in the eyes of some experts, unless decisions are made to change it. 2 years ago, out of this massive series of defense expenditures, which are justified except in terms of the Iraq War, only $11 billion was being spent on the Navy. Bush kept on as Chief of Naval Operations for 5 years, a guy named Vern Clark, who was a Bill Clinton employee. I had a chance to argue with him at a public meeting, and he totally discounted the concerns that many of us have about the reduction in the size of the U.S. Navy. The reason they are supporting the Law of the Sea Treaty is that we no longer have a Navy big enough to protect our vital interests. So they've decided that pieces of paper signed by our enemies at the U.N. Are a substitute for real naval strength. We need to rebuild the U.S. Navy, and instead of spending hundreds of billions of dollars on an unwise war in Iraq, we should be spending it to defend the United States of America.
You know, that paper, the only paper that you can really rely upon to do what it's supposed to do is found hanging on the bathroom wall. Those, remember what happened? I can't think of that. What was the Frenchman's name that went to Germany and got a declaration on a piece of paper with Hitler? And he Chamberlain.
The British guy, Neville Chamberlain.
Yeah, and he came back. Home and said, "Hey, don't worry now. We're safe. Hitler said he's not going to attack us."
Yeah, Chamberlain said it's peace in our time. He spelled it P-A-C-E. It should have been spelled P-I-E-C-E.
Well, anyway, You know, the whole thing is really frightening. And if you read that Law of the Sea Treaty, and then you read this dumb thing about the water, the other waters of the United States, that's written up in this H.R. 2421, and you can put the two together, it looks to me like the United Nations would have control over practically all, not only the seas, but the land as well.
Well, our worst fears are very often realized in subsequent years. They don't do it all at once. They set the trap, they bait it, and then they spring it.
Where do we go from here, Howard? What are you working on now? Other than trying to convince a bunch of politicians that are already bought and paid for? See, here's our problem. If we had the money, we could get in there and fight these guys.
Well, we don't have the money. The other side controls the multinational corporations. They control the big media, and through it, they control the politicians. They can ridicule or ignore those of us who are speaking the truth in defense of America's status as an independent constitutional republic, and they build up these nobodies to be our future leaders, supposed leaders.
You know, I'd like to quote Ben Roberts, and you probably don't know Ben, but he's a good friend of mine. He's written several books, and he's an old farmer and a cowboy, and I knew him from the stockyards days, back when we had decent markets for our livestock. And Ben says, you know, he says, the problem, he said, I could get these farmers and ranchers, I could go to Washington and get all their legislation passed. Would be no problem. All they would have to do is just be sell everything they have and get enough money to buy truckloads of booze and bimbos and go to Washington. And he says, I could buy enough of them to pass anything we needed passed, but it would take all the money they got and they'd be out of business to start with.
Well, the tragedy is that there are so few members of Congress who are constitutionally knowledgeable. Government education has worked in dumbing down the American people. I'm a big supporter of home education, of having parents and children, parents pass on to their children their own values, their own beliefs, instead of turning their kids over to the socialists and pro-homosexual teachers of the National Education Association.
You know, I have two grandkids that are being homeschooled, and they're in the state of South Carolina, and the state of South Carolina makes them take a test every so often. And our 10, I don't know if she's 10 or 11 years old when the last test was taken, but she would be, according to the test, a junior in high school, and she's post-high school in reading and geography, and I can't remember but another subject. Now, you know, it's not because those kids are any brighter than any other kids. They're taught right.
Exactly. You know, my wife and I have 16 grandchildren. Four of them live nearby, and my wife and I spend a day a week homeschooling those four kids, and virtually all of our other grandchildren are being homeschooled as well. My oldest son, Doug, runs an organization called Vision Forum, which serves 800,000 homeschool families. And I believe that if you want to be an optimist, the best reason to have hope in America's future is the homeschooling movement. More and more parents are assuming responsibility for the nurture and admonition of their children and are not surrendering their children to a state which is hostile to all of their beliefs.
Okay, I hear music. Let's take another break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000 watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
And we have returned. Howard, we were talking about homeschooling children. You know, I was born in 1932. I go way back. But I can remember the one-room schoolhouses. I never attended a one-room schoolhouse. But there were a lot of them there for many years. And back when we had a real rural America, kids would walk to school across hills and dales, and it was uphill all the way in a snowstorm, you know. But they'd come out of that one-room schoolhouse at the eighth grade, and they knew more than college graduates do today.
I agree with you. I grew up in Boston, and I had to walk to school every day. It wasn't that far. But in those days, we got a decent education. Today, government education has been dumbed down, and it's been turned into a propaganda mill for all kinds of left-wing causes. The real history of the United States, the greatness of George Washington, things of that sort are ignored in government education. And instead, they celebrate people who have acted against the basic principles of liberty and righteousness on which this country was founded.
You know, going back to the United Nations, I like what I like what D.V. Kidd said about the United Nations. She says, the United Nations is a private organization which invites countries to join. Those member countries have representatives who comprise various committees and councils under the United Nations organization. She wrote, the United States should not enter into treaties with organizations like the UN any more than the United States would enter into a treaty with Ducks Unlimited.
Well, Devi is a great gal. I admire her, and I followed her writings for many years. I appreciate her patriotism. The UN has been a mistake from the beginning. The UN Charter was drafted by a communist spy, Alger Hiss. He was the first Secretary General of the United Nations. The majority of countries in, or governments in the United Nations
are socialist or Islamist, but in most cases entirely hostile, not only to the United States, but to the principles to which we formerly adhered. Yet, under Bush, more money than ever is going to the UN. You know, under Clinton's presidency, there was an effort to get the United States to feel guilty about not paying its back dues to the UN. Well, those dues, so-called, were really taxes on the American people, and the dues of the United States, ranging from 22 to 27% of the total UN budget, never got out of Congress under Bill Clinton. The Republicans refused under Clinton, for partisan reasons, to approve the payment of those back dues. But as soon as Bush came in, the amount of those dues increased, and when it came to a vote in the House, the Speaker, Denny Hastert, the Republicans were then in control, refused to recognize Ron Paul, who wanted to register a protest on the floor of the House, and it passed on voice vote. In the Senate, there was a recorded vote of 99-0 in favor of these expanded dues, so-called, to the UN, which are really taxes on the American people.
And we're going to take the final break of the hour. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children, and for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom14.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs to now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom14.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 14.com. Freedom14.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Friends, you need to get the book, The Late Great USA, by Jerome Corsi. It'll show you how the Security and Prosperity Partnership is the same kind of regional integration plan that led Europe to form the EU. Here's Jerome.
The Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America certainly exists. It was declared in Waco, Texas on March 23, 2005. President Bush, Vicente Fox, President of Mexico, and Paul Martin, then the Prime Minister of Canada, all did come out on the stage together and declare that we were in the Security and Prosperity Partnership. The reason why George Bush has not secured our borders, even though we have a war on terror, for 6 years he's not secured the borders, is my argument is the Security and Prosperity Partnership was the promise by George Bush to open the borders, and that's what's happening.
To order The Late Great USA by Jerome Corsi, send $28, check, cash, or money order to the Common Sense Coalition, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders only, call 1-800-201-7892. And we are in the home stretch. You mentioned Ron Paul a moment ago, and they wouldn't hear him on the floor. Ron Paul, of course, is running for president. You did that in 1992, 96, and the year 2000, and you ran on the Constitution Party. And by the way, for whatever it's worth, for about that many years, I have been voting against all Democrats and Republicans, and I have voted for the Constitution Party. Now, Ron Paul is running this time as a Republican. Did he make a mistake when he did that?
I don't think so, Derry, because he's getting a degree of publicity that he would not get were he at this point running as an independent or a Libertarian or Constitution Party candidate. Nonetheless, if Ron Paul does not receive the Republican nomination, and sadly I don't think he will, our doors at the Constitution Party are open to him. I've been in regular touch with Congressman Paul and with Kent Snyder, who's overseeing his campaign, and my prayer is that he would then make himself available to be the nominee of the Constitution Party.
I think the year 2008 is a year in which an independent presidential candidacy on a Constitution Party ticket could do extremely well. Ron Paul has done a great job in the primaries and the early debates, et cetera, and that has given him a degree of public recognition which could make him a real factor in the November election. Derry, if I may mention it before we close, my August 31 newsletter, the Howard Phillips Issues and Strategy Bulletin, is all about the SPP, the NAU. I'll send it free of charge to anyone who mentions your program and contacts me either at our website, www.conservativeusa.org, or who hits our fax, 703-281-4108. No charge, no obligation. I want to share this knowledge with them.
All right, give your telephone or that fax number again, please.
The fax is 703-281-4108. All they have to do is mention your program, Derry, and give us their name and address, and free of charge, no obligation, I'll send them that. And I will also send them a DVD of an interview that I did on my weekly television program, Conservative Roundtable, with our mutual friend, Dr. Jerry Corsi, who's done such a great job on these issues.
Yeah, I appeared on a program in Alamogordo, New Mexico, with Jerome Corsi, and we had an opportunity to spend an evening and dinner together. He's a great guy. I really enjoyed it. He's one of the most...
He's a tremendous patriot. He also wrote the Swift Boats book, which had a lot to do with the sinking of John Kerry.
You know... That's true, but you know, if John Kerry had have become president, would we be where we are now with the NAU?
I agree with you. We wouldn't be in Iraq. We wouldn't be where we are with the NAU. You know, the irony is that when you elect the supposedly more conservative candidate, Republicans in the Congress roll over, play dead, and do things they would vehemently oppose under a Democrat president.
Yeah, I think they would have tied his hands. You know, I remember very well when Clinton was trying to get the fast track law passed, or not a law, but whatever it was.
Right. On trade.
Trade, yeah, that he could make trades by himself. The Republicans just killed that thing deader than a mackerel. And as soon as a Republican got in there, what did they do? They started pushing fast track.
The Democrats have recently killed it on Bush's latest attempt to push it forward. Derry, you and I think alike. We're really on the same wavelength.
And that's dangerous.
I like it.
Listen, let's tell our listeners again, if they will get on www.conservativeusa.org, our fax number, 703-281-4108. All you need to do is just fax Howard your name, address, and telephone. You don't need
you
telephone
don't
number.
You don't need the phone number, just the mailing address.
Yeah, your name and address. You're going to get the information, and that's the Issues and Strategies Bulletin. Is that right also? Yeah.
You should mention your program, Derry.
Yeah, just say you listened to old Brown Derry Field this afternoon.
Okay.
All right. Howard, we're just about out of time, and it is time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music. That'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
About the clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.